Right now it is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Haven't spoken to Pat since Thursday of last week. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. How are you feeling?
I am feeling much better. The doctors are on top of everything. I did not have COVID, so my COVID shots worked. I did not have the flu, so the flu shots worked.
Great.
And my COVID test was not the at-home test. It was the 99.7% a test that they give, the direct test.
The PMR, right.
Yeah.
The PMR,
right. And so that all worked out well. I am on some medications that are suppressing the I'm on steroids. It's in a very small amount, 8 milligrams a day, but that does progress, depress any coughing that has to happen. And I've also noticed that the pain in my joints is that way. And I called up because it gets rid of inflammation. But of course, you can't be on steroids too long.
Forever, right?
But no, only till the middle of the week, and then I get another series of blood tests to pin down exactly what's going on. It does not appear to be anything that's extremely dangerous. It's something that has to be dealt with, but I won't mention about it until after we actually get the actual diagnosis. But I feel so much better today. And I came out to my car, and after 3 days of sitting out in snow, sleet, and freezing rain, and then snow last night, my crutches came in very handy, Pat. I was able to take 2.5 inches of all that garbage off the windshield of my car with a crutch, because of course where you put it under your arms, it's all rubber. So I was able to clean the ice off the car. But anyway, and also, Kinder did a great job here at the radio station, so I could get in and out. And Joey at my house did a great job. So it was actually a good trip in. But tomorrow morning, I know, is not going to be a nice trip in.
Well, it's just going to be pretty cold.
Pretty cold.
Yeah. I mean, look at it this way. I mean, we are not expecting any significant precipitation right through Thursday. So that's a good thing. So it's dry. And we'll have a partly sunny, a very brisk day today, the high only 25 to 30. And then tonight, 5 to 10 above. And tomorrow, sun with patchy clouds, only in the mid-teens. But then on Wednesday, it gets a little bit better. Sunshine, temps moderate to the middle 30s in the afternoon. And on Thursday, partly cloudy. There could be a scattered snow shower or two. Again, I don't think a big deal. It's a front. Highs will be in the mid to upper 30s. And then we're back in the 20s with a breeze and partly sunny skies on Friday. There are some signs that there's a jet stream in the north, jet stream in the south. Some signs that they would try to phase along the East Coast over the weekend sometime. But right now, the indications are not all that strong. So, and it's only Monday, so we shall see what happens there. But other than that, again, it's around 30, 35 below this morning from the Dakotas through Minnesota. So very frigid air. Thank goodness that the main batch of that is not coming to New England. But a piece of it is broken off, and that's what we will get over the next couple of days. And then, right away, it begins to moderate. So it's not a long-lasting Arctic invasion. And we spoke about this when we did our long-range forecast back in October, when I said to you, I know that there, I think it was the Farmer's Almanac, forecasting, unrelentless cold and the whole bit. And I said, I don't know, Marshall. It seems to me in the last several years, with the global warming, it's hard for us to get like 2-3 weeks back to back of frigid weather. It just doesn't happen. And thank goodness this is an indication that it will not happen, because this week will just be in and out.
But this is going to be a good week for ski areas and for the folks at Swasa just to pump out snow, because they can pump it out now 24 hours a day, because they can make snow up to 30 degrees, 32 degrees, no problem. And at night, they're going to have plenty of time to make snow. So the slopes will be packed with snow for the Swasa jumpers and also for people going to ski slopes. I mean, so it's actually going to turn into a real good week for those ski areas.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Thumbs up there. Northernmost areas, and we're talking northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, Maine, they'll get some snow showers that can add a couple of inches, you know, during the week. But those are the only areas that would get anything appreciable, at least from what I can see right now. So that's a good thing. I have to tell you that all my Christmas decorations are down and put away. And that was done as of Saturday. I actually felt bad to put my tree outside.
You did it on Saturday?
I did everything on Saturday.
Now, normally I do mine on January 1st, but I haven't felt well. Normally it takes me about an hour and a half, 2 hours to get everything down and put away at my house. I did it on Saturday, but it took me about 5 hours.
That's still pretty good because I started Friday afternoon, and I finished Saturday afternoon. So it took me quite a while, but the tree was as fresh and pretty as 5 weeks ago. I got it.
It's too bad you don't have any snowbanks out in front of your house. What I used to do with the fresh trees,
you would put them in there.
Just stick them in the snowbank, and they would stay there till really, I want to say, February, late February, and still because they were in the snow, they would look great.
Yeah, I was contemplating that, but then I said, you know, we're going to have a problem of them taking it away because right now the town comes around and takes the trees away.
Yeah.
So I put it outside, so I did that. And then yesterday, I had time in the afternoon, and I sat down and I said, Marshall told me to make sure that I watch the new Venom movie.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting to watch. That's just one of what you told me. But I watched it. I loved it. You are so right. And I'm thinking about, I said, you know, Marshall is so right. I mean, I'm not a big Marvel fan, but this was done so well. I really, really enjoyed it. So I thank you for the recommendation. I liked it a lot. There were parts of it that were very funny, you know, and a lot of action. So I really did love it. I love the special effects. And then last night, and I never watch Lifetime.
Yeah.
The reason I never watch Lifetime is because of all the commercials. And last night I was timing the amount of the movie before the commercials. It was averaging 5 minutes.
Yeah. Terrible.
But there was a movie on. I mean, it actually turned my stomach, but I had to wait and see at the end what would happen. It was called Girl in the Basement.
Huh.
And she's 18 years old, and her father puts her in the basement. Nobody knows where she is. The mother is beside herself. So is the sister. And nobody knows where she is. I'm not telling you the rest of the story. But at the end, he gets his. I mean, he does get arrested and he gets locked up. And I'm sure it's not a true story, but I'm sure, you know, he's in there for life. But you sometimes wonder how people imagine things to write movies like this. But it had me hooked, and I had to watch that. So now, I watched two movies.
Now, you have to watch on Netflix, uh-oh, Don't Look Up. You have
to. Oh, I watched it already.
Oh, you liked it, right?
Yeah. I think that's nominated for several awards.
And I watched another one this weekend, The Tender Bar.
We saw that. Yeah, we saw it Saturday. After I took down the tree, The Tender Bar with Ben Affleck.
Yeah, what a nice movie.
Wasn't that a great movie?
It was just a plain, nice movie. Yep.
Yep. Ben Affleck, he's such a great actor, isn't he?
They were all great. Everybody who was in that movie was great. Is it going to be an award winner? I don't know. But it was just a nice movie to watch for 2 hours.
I totally agree. I also watched, I forgot to watch part of it on Saturday, The Last Duel with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not really into that, you know, the knighthood and all of that stuff. A lot of it is gory, but I'll tell you, I watched the first half of it, and then I just picked myself up and said, you know, enough is enough. But I thought, for what I saw, I thought it was pretty good. So, I guess I watched a lot more movies than I thought, huh?
Yeah, well, when you're home 3 days, it's very rare I miss 3 days of work in a row. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And when I was home on Saturday and Sunday, I had the movies on all the time.
Good for you. Yeah. You need to relax, and I'm glad the steroids are working, so that's great. And again, folks, there is nothing, as far as a cold is one thing, but as far as potential for big winter storms. Nothing seen through Friday.
That's good. And like I said, maybe something this weekend, maybe not, but who cares at this point?
Maybe. It's just a maybe. Right now there are not strong signals. There are just some. So we will just watch and
see
what
happens.
Well, that
means if there's just some signals, that means TV stations are going to build it up.
Oh, well, you know that.
Potential snowstorm.
Marshall, we were talking about this over the weekend, about the numbers game with snow.
Yeah.
And I said there is no other way to do this. You know, if I come out with 2 to 4 inches, the average person hears 4.
Yeah.
They don't hear the 2. But, you know, if I say 2 to 4, locally 6, they hear 6 and nothing else. There is no way around it. In my opinion, they could shop around. Every time we have a snow event here, you are going to have an assortment of numbers from different forecasters because that's the way they see it. Look at it this way. If we could just not surprise you and always keep you informed and you know you're getting snow, then the next question is, you take a deep breath and hope it's not a lot.
Yep.
Simple as that.
Yep. Well, Pat, it's good to speak to you again.
It's great to speak to you again.
And we'll check with you tomorrow morning and see how cold it really is.
Okay, you take care, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.